Our gospel reading, I think, this weekend is a familiar one to us. Jesus, up until this point, has been dialoguing with the Pharisees and the scribes. And as that has gone on, it's become more and more intense. And at this point, it moves beyond being intense to something that's hostile. And so we're told that the Pharisees and the scribes of the people with the Herodians, and to be clear, these are not all friends. They're united simply because of their frustration with Jesus. Say to him, we have a coin here, and what do you say we should do with regards to the temple tax? And it's meant to, we're told clearly in the gospel that that's meant to be a trap. That they are there pointing that out so that he doesn't have a way past it. That if he says, well, you need to pay your taxes, then he aligns himself with the Romans. And in aligning himself with that, will alienate others. Or he can say, don't do that. And he will put himself in a position where he is in opposition to the leadership of the day. And so Jesus just simply says, give to me a coin. So they do that. They present a coin to him. And on that coin, of course, is the image of Caesar himself. And he says, well, give to Caesar what is Caesar, and give to God what is God. I do think that sometimes we hear this gospel and we see that as a way of kind of dividing ourselves. That we do what it is that we do in our political, social world and see that as separate from what it is that we do with regards to our relationship with God. But as I sat with these readings, I'll be honest with you, and I've thought this before, this is not new, that if we really reflect on that, then I think we also have to wrestle with our own identity as people that have been made in the image and likeness of God. And so if we are to give to what is Caesar's, in the image that is placed on a coin, then we have to wrestle with the image that is placed upon us. We cannot live, my brothers and sisters, as people that are divided in the ways that we interact with the world. We have been created in the image and likeness of God. And what that means, if we listen to what it is that Jesus says, is that we belong to the Lord, and that our whole lives belong to him. Everything. All that we are and all that we're about. And if we decide that we can play a game in which somehow we allow ourselves to live in one world and then another, then I think we've missed it. Our whole lives have to be rooted in our relationship with Jesus Christ. All of it. Everything. What we give, what we are, how we live, how we interact, how we engage in the community, everything has to be rooted in our relationship with Jesus Christ. We have been marked on our souls with the image and likeness of God. And if we believe that to be true, then we can't live a life in which we allow ourselves to kind of have a private life that is our faith and a public life which is something else. There has to be a way, however that manifests itself, there has to be a way in which we are fully integrated in our lives publicly and privately. We can't live a life that is somehow one way in certain circumstances, in another way in others. Our faith in Jesus Christ and our faith in God has to guide all that we are and everything that we're about. And so whatever it is that we encounter in our day-to-day lives, we have to wrestle with, what does that mean in terms of our faith? What does that mean in terms of what it is that God calls us to? And that is something that sits at the heart of who we are. We have to wrestle with that. We can't live in a world in which we don't have to wrestle. I think a lot of being a Christian person means that we stand in the midst of a world in which we hold on to a lot of things and we just have to live in the tension and wrestling with what it is that we encounter in our day-to-day lives and that we can't take the easy way out. That we have to be a people that listens deeply to the Word of God that speaks to our heart, that strives to be a person that is faithful to that in our public life, in our personal life, in our private life, in our romantic life, in everything. That somehow we have to be a person that is consistent throughout everything that is given to us. And in being consistent in that, and in striving to be faithful to what it is that God calls us to today, tomorrow, and every day, that somehow in living that out, we become a faithful disciple of the Lord. You and I are made in the image and likeness of God. We have been stamped with God's own promise. And as Christian people, we are called to live a life that is faithful to that simple identity of who it is that God has created us to be, who it is that God calls us to be. And everything that we do and everything that we're about has to be measured against that. We really do have to be a people that wrestles with how it is that we encounter the stuff, the politics, everything. How it is that we encounter that day by day in our simple openness to God. What it is that God makes us for, and who it is that God makes us for, so that we can draw all people to the great love that God has for his creation. Amen.